How would you greet a friend on December 25th?
I'd speak to him as nice and Merry Christmas.
All right. Is there any other thing you might say, like, any other greeting you'd say? You ever use Christmas gift?
We do it sometime, but I don't get many. I don't get many, and I don't give too many.
Yeah.
I just say you straight.
Okay.
But I still say Merry Christmas. And I hope you have a new year. Something like that. But not I don't give much gift. I don't get none. And I tell you, I'm foolish. I don't let people give me that much.
No.
I'm just that tight.
If you had to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to walk this very far.
Well, what I say is that, now my daughter, the granddaughter, she went to Portland Spring, Maine. Uh-huh. And, well, I didn't want her to go. And I was angry with her. I wanted to go to college. Yeah. And she wouldn't accept college. Mm-hmm. And so, that made me angry with her. And she asked me, Daddy, can I take these suitcases? I said, yeah, I'll take them all. So the suitcases, I didn't think suited me. Mm-hmm. So the Lord had it fixed. They sent me, Mr. Man, I worked, sent me to the slaughter pen, put some cows or hogs in the lot. Come back by him. I think I asked my grandmother, she said, have any money? No, I guess she said, I got a dollar. Oh, I ain't no money, I said, give her $10. Mm-hmm. I said, I want her, I said, not cost anything to go. I wonder if she wants something, she can get it. All right, then I come back by again. It's putting the clothes and thing in there. Mm-hmm. And I said, I looked on the bed, you know. And I give a check then. Mm-hmm. I said, go to any place downtown, just and get you a suitcase. I signed the check. She got a called a locker, mm-hmm. which was big.
Yeah, foot locker.
Yeah, locker. And a lady come along, picked him up just about time, got all back. Said, Suzanne, said, I don't know where, if they had to take all this or not. Mm-hmm. See? She had told her she couldn't carry it. But the lady come and picked it up. See, we can overload ourselves with the luggage. Overload ourselves with luggage. Mm-hmm. And the lock of that type was overloaded. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to have it.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in the water?
We call them, well, now I'm going to tell you. We call him a long-head tapir. Now, he got a hard shell, cooter. He's got a hard, now he's got, there's a tapir, there's a long-head, and there's a soft shell turtle in the water. But now, it lives in the water, but they live on the land.
They live in both?
No, he comes out and lays his eggs.
Yeah.
Then they hatch out. You take them back to the water.
Oh, I see. That's a terrapin.
That's all of them do it.
Uh-huh.
The long head, the soft shell.
What about the cooter?
Well, the cooter, he lives in the water, but he has to hatch on the back.
I see.
On the land.
Is he smaller? Or
he's a little bit old thing about that big. Uh-huh. And he bite and wear agitation when you're fishing.
Uh-huh.
Now, how can you now, the reason I know about this hatching laying on the bank, I've seen them and sitting on a nest. They make a nest with sticks.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them on the nest. And you catch them and kill them. And sometimes they got a lot of eggs in them, you know.